New Brunswick artists are being offered enhanced employment protections and opportunities through a new accreditation scheme. St John-based provincial arts service organisation ArtsLink MB recently announced the opening of applications for professional artist accreditation. This follows the passing of the Provincial Status of the Artist Act last year, which itself aimed to improve rights and recognise the importance of professional artists in the province. Local 107.3 FM spoke with ArtsLink's Associate Director Amy Ash about the process for artists to apply for accreditation and the support the organisation offers artists, as well as the overall importance of the arts.
The Professional Artist Accreditation is in response effectively to the Status of the Artist Act, which was passed last year. It ensures that professional artists have their rights protected. So accredited professional artists will be eligible for government contracts. And the government is, like, as a result of the Status of the Artist Act, only legally able to hire professional artists. So these two things kind of work in tandem. And it will be helpful in terms of protecting professional rights for artists working really with any organization, because it is a means of advocating for the equitable pay that they are entitled to, for instance. And insofar as the application process, we've worked to make it as simple as possible. And so we've worked with our partners, l'Association Acadienne d'Artistes de Nouveau-Brunswick and Maui Art Wabanaki Artist Collective, because we are the three associations that will be doing the accreditation process. And so we've worked together to develop a way of assessing professionalism in the arts that we hope is quite streamlined and easy to follow for people. So for ArtsLink, we have an online portal that artists kind of fill out a form and upload different documents to evidence their professionalism and to show that they meet the three criteria of being a professional artist.
Who can get accreditation? What are the criteria for them?
So in order to be accredited, you have to meet the agreed upon definition of a professional artist. The definition for the purposes of accreditation is a person who is a creator, interpreter, or performer who meets the following three criteria: actively practicing in any artistic field in return for remuneration. The second, has specialized or equivalent training or holds traditional knowledge in their discipline or disciplines. And number three, is recognized by their peers. Within the scope of those three criteria, we also recognize that the arts are a unique career pathway, or a career in the sense that there are so many different pathways to becoming a professional artist. So we want to make it really clear that for each of these three points, there are a lot of different ways that you can evidence that you meet the criterion. So we're not just looking for like university degrees and things like that. We accept personal attestation, peer references, as well as more formal documents like contracts or like brochures for different events that have happened that demonstrate that you've, you know, shown your work publicly or have been remunerated for something. So there are a lot of different options in terms of like how you would show that you meet that criteria.
What is the process? What do people need to do to get accreditation? And what is ArtsLink's, I suppose, connection to that?
Simply go to our website, artslinknb.com, kind of click through until you get to the application. Really important for people to know is that they don't need to be members of ArtsLink in order to access the accreditation portal. Everybody is welcome to apply regardless of whether or not they are affiliated with us in any way. For our part, we are one of three organizations selected to process the accreditations, which means that we are assembling a jury of established professional artists to review the applications that come in.
What if people do have questions, if people want to find out more?
We are running an information session online on Wednesday, June 3rd from 6 to 7 p.m., where we kind of walk through the entire process and show everyone the application, talk about the documents that are helpful to upload, and also answer any additional questions. If people have questions in the meantime, I can be reached at amy@artslinknb.com, and I'm happy to field any questions.
Is there a deadline for now, and will there be other, is it going to be a rolling kind of deadline?
As this is sort of the launch of this process, we have a deadline of June 10th. And we do intend to continue to have accreditation application intakes periodically throughout the year. We're not sure, I suppose, what the uptake would be. So we're using this initial accreditation application to gauge how many we will need to do and like what all is involved on our end in processing the applications that come through and how long it takes the jury and everything. So there are, I guess, a number of variables that will help us plan for the next ones, but it will be something that is ongoing, probably with the next few intakes having a deadline and then hopefully working into a rolling deadline once we kind of streamline operations.
And I was wanting to ask a little bit of background about the Status of the Artist Act and how that kind of fed into this.
So the Status of the Artist Act essentially recognizes artists as professionals in their field, and it legislates the fair payment of artists so that they are paid according to a national fee scale for their work, and it entitles them to professional contracts, which seems like kind of an obvious thing that someone would want from a professional encounter, but often artists have to really advocate for their own pay and for contracts and whatnot. So this legislation just helps to protect their like professional interests and improve the quality of their workspaces, essentially.
Why are the arts important, and how the legislation and government can work into that? How can the government sort of demonstrate that this is important?
I mean, I think that the arts are important for like truly innumerable reasons. They do really help us to understand ourselves and our like relation to wider context and to the world. But also like we're seeing more and more in research that the arts are really beneficial to everything from mental health to quality of life and vibrancy in urban areas. But I think ultimately it's a tool for like connection and learning that brings out our curiosity, which is something that I think we undervalue. So I think that this legislation is a really great step, and I think that a very necessary next step is advocating for and securing more funding for the arts so that this legislation can be as effective as possible. The accreditation process is not mandatory for artists. It is essentially just a tool that they have at their disposal if they want to apply for accreditation, and it is meant to help support them and their own advocacy.
If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Cove for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.